You're listening to Blue Collar CEO, the podcast that's all about helping you build a better, more profitable, and more sustainable home service business. Each week, we'll cover a different topic that will help enable your company to move forward to success. And here's your host, Ryan Redding.
Hey, what is up, Blue Collar CEOs? It's Ryan. It is awesome to be with you again today. I'm getting ready to come at you with a conversation I'm having with someone I've known for several years. This is Elena from Ideal Air Conditioning Installation. She's been making Phoenix homes more comfortable, energy efficient, and healthy for over 14 years. In her spare time, you could find her working out, exploring the outdoors, and eating amazing food. She's also a foodie. She likes to travel, kind of like me. I've had the pleasure of getting to know her over the past 2-3 years. I don't even know at this point. Loved every interaction I've ever had with this woman. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that she's learned from growing her business. One of the things I want to pay your attention to is, or point your attention to, is when she talks some of the lessons that she's learned about her process. And one of the ones that jumped out to me is like, don't do it the way that she did it. Let's get going and she'll tell you what she means. All right. I am really glad we're able to connect with you today because I've known you for a while. Like, this is the first time we've had this sort of dynamic. So this is going to be fun for me. So I guess for the boys and girls at home who don't yet know who you are, let's maybe just start there. Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Ryan. So my name is Elena Cremat. I'm one of the owners of Ideal Air Conditioning and Insulation. And I've been doing this for about 14 years now. And we're based out of Phoenix, Arizona.
And you guys have been kind of rocking and rolling. And I've had the pleasure of getting to know you guys through Levergy, where we do a lot of the digital stuff for you. I'm curious because what's been interesting about you is I feel like in the time that I've been able to know you, you tend to be more thoughtful and methodical in the decisions you make. And I know a lot of guys sometimes get really impulsive and knee jerky. Is that like something that's distinctive to you? Is that like just a practice or a tendency you've developed over time? Like, tell me about like this ability of you that you have to be like really methodical and kind of follow the process.
Do you think I am methodical?
I do think you're methodical. Do you not?
Not really, but
I totally feel like you are.
Well, that's good. I'm trying to be more, you know, following a process. I think that helps. But yeah, I would say if you are going off a knee jerk kind of reactions, then you're kind of too late. So try to always kind of be, you know, a few steps ahead and kind of thinking in the future. Especially with marketing, I would say, definitely want to be at least like 3 to 6 months ahead of schedule. But yeah, so interesting comment.
Well, you're welcome. I'm surprised you don't feel like you are, because that's one of the things that always jumps out to me. When anyone on our team works with you, everyone's like glowing because of just how you think. But totally agree too on the marketing thing. Like, so much marketing takes time to like come back.
Yeah.
And so if you wait till you need it, like you've already missed that window of time.
Yeah. And I've learned that the hard way.
So. A lot of people like struggle learning those. And honestly, one of those things too, I would say, is like cash flow. Like, a lot, especially HVAC, because HVAC is so damn seasonal in most parts of the U.S. where like they'll make a crap ton of money in the summer, but come like October, November, December, it might be crickets. Like, and then they're like scrambling, like, how do I get money back in my account? How do you guys, like, is that something you guys feel like you struggle with? And if not, why do you feel like that's not a problem for you?
Yeah. So we've been pretty, I won't say lucky. I would say, you know, we're just... I guess we're more methodical on that. We don't like just excessively.
See, here you go. You are proving my point, but go on. This is interesting.
Yeah. We don't just like, you know, excessively spend unnecessary, you know, money. We tend to be pretty conservative with the decisions that we make, but also, you know, we definitely do take some serious risks as well, but we just don't spend money frivolously, I would say. So, you know, we're never left with, oh no, we got no money in the bank. So that has not been an issue for us. But I would say just understanding how to supplement the seasonality of our business. So in HVAC, you have to do something on the shoulder season in order to do that. So, you know, maintenance agreements is obviously one that The majority of HVAC contractors, you know, really push and they do air quality as well. And for us, especially, you know, the energy efficiency side of our business really shines at that time. So we do insulation in-house, just home performance in general, just fixing homes, duct work, things like that. So that really helps on the shoulder season. And we're pretty dang good at it.
I want to talk more about that because I'm curious, because you're right. Like, especially in HVAC, like it's easy to make money in the summer. It's like hard not to, but so many people struggle with when it comes to shoulder, and you're fortunate because in your market in Phoenix, you have a longer money season than a lot of markets in the US, right? Like it's hot a lot. And so it gives you a little bit more probably leeway in shoulder to like get a little bit more picky and choosy on developing these other things. IAQ is really common. Everyone should be doing maintenance agreements if they're not. But energy efficiency is kind of a unique thing that not every company does. So if somebody maybe they're in HVAC, but they don't do energy efficiency, or they're plumbing, they're electrical, they don't know what you mean. What is included in the sort of ideas, concepts, and components when you talk about energy efficiency?
Yeah. So we actually, the way that we started, we kind of started in that direction, honestly, more or less backwards than most HVAC companies. So it just kind of comes innate to us since that's how we started. So started by doing energy audits, really learning the right way to do them because there's a wrong way as well. And then just offering energy efficiency services in-house. So insulation, air sealing, duct work. Obviously, HVAC comes into play as well, you know, heat pump, hot water heaters, services like that. So just really anything that can just help make the home more energy efficient is kind of our bread and butter. And especially now we have tax credits coming up and all these this new IRA. So, you know, it kind of really goes hand in hand with what's going on in the nation. At this time.
Yeah, just the economic and political landscape the regulatory landscape is probably the better way to say it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the fact that you are in Phoenix and it has such unique climate compared to a lot of parts of the US that serves as an advantage to you to do the energy efficiency? Like, because people don't want to spend a shit ton of money on running AC nonstop and bleeding their dollars out the windows? Like, Do you feel like it's a more viable market than another area that was like more tolerant or more moderate in its climate?
Yeah, I would say for sure, because, you know, people call us, they've got rooms in their home that are hotter, unbearable, you know, especially now with a lot of people working from home more often. So people tend to want to fix those. Also, just they're using energy throughout the day now more than ever. Because they are home, so their bills have gone up, and they're trying to figure out why. And yeah, so it definitely, you know, is. I think it just comes natural to us. Honestly, it makes sense. It's really the right way to, just, you know, have a whole house approach to making a home more comfortable versus just looking at the AC system itself.
You know, yeah, we're just looking kind of at swapping boxes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the term that we throw around here. So we're not just a box swapper, you know, we really focus on making the house, be more comfortable and energy efficient. So as a whole, but I will say though, you know, with that in mind, it's not easy to manage and it's not easy to do. So most HVAC companies kind of shy away from the, energy efficiency side of things because it is pretty difficult to execute. And just, you know, you have programs that you have to basically play by their rules, you know, and things like this. So it gets a little tricky and sometimes people don't really want to deal with it.
Yeah, I get that. Cause there's a lot of, there's a lot of like boxes you have to check to comply with some of those things. What do you feel like are, like as the business has grown, because obviously you're not a startup, right? You haven't been doing this for 2 or 3 years. You've done this for over a decade at this point. What do you feel like are some of the most difficult challenges that you've had to work to solve and overcome as the business has evolved? And you've had like different like economic conditions kind of during that time too. Like, what do you think have been some of the most pivotal transitions for ideal heir over that period of time?
Yeah. Oh, there have been so many. So, and we have not figured it out yet either. So I think it's just constantly evolving, really. So for us, we're just always trying to be better than we were yesterday, really. And that with that, you know, comes a lot of changes. But yeah, I mean, I think for me personally is like just stepping away from working like in my business and just trying to like make the business better. So, and then also like just kind of letting go and having managers come in and, you know, trusting somebody else to just do what we hired them to do. So that's really what our focus is on right now. But really like when we started, you know, we basically just started doing these energy audits and, you know, we just realized, okay, well, hey, like doing energy audits doesn't save any money and it doesn't help people at all. It's just an evaluation at this point. So then from there, you know, we're like, okay, well, we have to start doing some home performance work, duct work, insulation. So we started that. And then quickly after, we're thinking, man, there's a lot of messed up AC systems. Let's start fixing those. And so it turned into, you know, within 2 years, like a full blown HVAC company. So
that's crazy.
We went about it backwards.
You totally, yeah, it's so interesting because you did. It's interesting. I don't think I realized that. And I know, I mean, an energy audit is kind of like, it's kind of like a foot in the door.
Right.
Right. It's like qualifying the customer. It gives you the right to have further conversations, like all those things. And you just started with, we do foot in the doors.
Right.
Like, yeah. That's your service offering.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We were also, you know, pretty young. I was, I think I was 23 when we started.
That's crazy. Seriously?
Yeah, I was pretty young. So, you know, just young and naive and, you know, just trying to figure out your life. And it was in, you know, when the market had just crashed. So we're just trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah, that's a really, I mean, it's crazy how, like, when you start, especially like right out of school, like, cause getting those sort of degrees and certifications ain't easy. It's crazy like to think like, oh, I'm just going to do this because they teach you all the science, but they don't necessarily teach you the business,
right?
You know, which is kind of nuts.
Yeah. At that point, you know, we just didn't really have much to lose. So, you know, it's easier to just try something when you don't have a lot to lose.
I guess that's true. That is true for the early 20s, isn't it? Like it's so low risk. Since it was so low risk for you, what do you feel like are some of the biggest mistakes you made during that period of time?
Oh, so many. Well, not starting out with offering HVAC, that was like a 2-year delay. So I would say we could have, you know, got up and going a lot quicker. So that
who
would
needs
be one.
Cash flow?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's fine. So I would say that. And then just being, you know, kind of cautious on, okay, when do we make our next move? What's the next step? You know, just as somebody that's young, like you just don't really know what you're doing. But you know, and for us, like our main thing is, we've always just wanted to be the best at what we do and really offer like a superior deliverable to the consumer. So that's been like a big focus for us. It still is a focus, for us, but now it's more like, okay, well, hey, now we have to focus on delivering a superior work environment for our internal, staff, because then in turn, they will take care of our customers, you know? So, and I will say too, like with the energy efficiency side of our business, sometimes you just tend to like get way too technical and way too in the details and, you know, people can sometimes get confused. So it's like learning like, okay, hey, let's bring this back down to reality so everybody, you know, can get what we're talking about. So, yeah.
It's so funny. There's a whole lot of research that talks about exactly that. Like the brain has gotten really efficient at like conserving calories, you know? And so when you start presenting ideas that are really complicated to people, you can see people just like glaze over, like their brain turns off. So like, I'm not processing this information anymore. Like, it's so hard to keep it simple in a way that people are able to process when it's really complicated material.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But like,
what is it? Einstein? Was it Einstein who said like I'm going to paraphrase, but it's like any idiot can make something complicated, you know, like That's kind of like, you can make it complex and scare people, but it takes real intellect and real brains, real skill to like make it simple again for people.
Totally. Process.
Okay. So you ran through something just a couple minutes ago, and I'm kind of curious about, you talked about like the kind of ability to hire people and trust them to do the job that you've hired them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like learning to hire and delegate, lead and develop other people is something that's really hard for people. Do you feel like that's something you struggle with? Like, how do you go about cracking that nut? Cause you're kind of chuckling. So I'm thinking that there's something there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still figuring that out, but I think it's just kind of like just trusting the person that you hired and just making sure that, you know, you check them and just let them, if they're going to fail, like let them fail and then hopefully coach. And then if it's not working out, then just part ways, you know, before it gets too far down the weeds. So, it's very difficult to do, especially for somebody, I would say like myself and my business partner, you know, we're very, we really want everything to be perfect. So if it can be, but it's okay if it's not. So,
Is that been like a personal growing curve for you to like be acceptable for 85% or 90% good?
Yes, exactly. Yes. It's struggle. But yeah, we're good. So
like something that I struggle with sometimes is like, I feel like everyone who hired, no matter, and we've hired some like really amazing people, and yet I feel like they do it slower than I would. Like they go about it a different way. Like they are so inefficient. Like all you do is this. And it'll be like this great, this fast. And like part of management is realizing people don't do that, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter how amazing of a leader you think you are. It's like people just go slower than you want them to. And as you think they should.
I think you might be selling yourself short a little bit. Cause I think you've got some pretty good staff and they do some pretty amazing things. So.
That's really sweet. That just made my heart go like poof, like Grinched. You just Grinched out the little heartoscope or whatever that thing is.
Yeah. No, really I think just responsiveness, you know, as well. As long as people are trying and they care about what you're saying to them.
Totally.
You know, that's the biggest thing. So and they're not always gonna get it, but as long as they're trying to get it, then that's what you want.
Yeah. Like for my deals, like I'm okay if they make mistakes, like, but make the mistake once.
Yeah.
Right. Like
right.
Learn from it and move on. If you make the same mistake twice, we have a different problem. Like,
right.
That's a very different problem. If somebody's like listening to the story right now, like they're kind of inspired by kind of your journey, kind of the way you've gone about, not by necessarily doing like, here's how you grow an HVAC company book, but you've kind of like done it by... you take all the best practices and do them wrong for a while and then figure the stuff out. It's kind of what you've done, but it's working for you. If somebody's like curious, like, hey, the best two or three tips that you have now from your experience, like what do you think those two or three tips are?
Oh, from my experience, best two or three tips for starting an HVAC company.
Or just for anyone who's listening and they're kind of inspired by your story, your journey. Like it's just, I've always enjoyed talking with you because, again, you do things unconventionally, but yet you're methodical, right? You're very rarely do I see you guys being like reckless and haphazard. Very rarely.
Yeah.
And I love that you're giggling right now because it's like we clearly see each other different in this case.
Yeah. Well, two or three tips, I would say, you know, don't do what I did. Don't start backwards. But most people don't. I'm like one of like five people, contractors that I know that have done this. I would say, you know, don't start backwards. And then also just really, just enjoy and focus on like the journey, because sometimes I get kind of too focused on, okay, we got to get here. Like actually like, you know, kind of enjoy what you're doing at that point, because guess what? Once you get there, then you got a whole nother journey to take. So you might as well have fun doing it. So yeah, I would say that. And just the internal customer focus, I would have done that a lot sooner, you know, in the journey.
That's a slow one, I think, for a lot of people to learn.
Yeah.
I think it's a slow one.
Yeah.
But I really like what you say about enjoying the journey, because I think I'm like you in that way where it's like, I suck at celebrating wins. It's like, I'm always on to the next thing.
Yep.
And like, people around me get exhausted because they never feel like they've arrived.
Yeah.
And like, I have to give myself permission to like, take a beat, celebrate the wins, have the cupcakes, whatever. Okay, now let's get back to it.
Yeah.
Because most people aren't like us, you know? It's like,
yeah, I know.
They want to take a victory lap. Okay. All right. You guys do your victory lap and I'll cheer you on. If somebody, I always like talking with you. I always have. If somebody wanted to talk to you, reach out to you, like pick your brain, schedule a visit if they're in the area, what's the best way you want people to reach out to you?
Well, I've got, they could go to our website. It's idealairaz.com. And my information is on there, I believe, LinkedIn, or you can find me on Facebook. Shoot me a Facebook message if you're interested. So, yeah.
And Facebook, do you have a secret Facebook? Do we have the right Facebook account that you want linked, referenced?
Yeah, it's Elena CW, I think.
That's what I was thinking.
It's not but secret. I didn't want... Yeah.
Okay. It's just not the last name that you just got it. Just make sure people, I'll make sure that's linked to in the show notes. I always love talking to you. Thank you so much for taking time to stop by. It's good to see you and keep up the great work.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ryan. We love you guys.
This episode was hosted by Ryan Redding, author of the book on digital marketing for plumbing and HVAC contractors and founder of Levergy, the digital marketing solution for serious home service companies. You can subscribe to Blue Collar CEO on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at bluecollar.ceo and find us on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another awesome episode. See you soon.